Welcome to the Generation Iron Podcast, featuring the biggest names in bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports world.
If you want to be a bodybuilding champion, it takes hours and hours every day of being dedicated and being passionate about it.
How's your boy here, Kai Green, a.k.a. Mr. Getting It Done?
Yeah, buddy!
Tune in to the GI Exclusives on the Generation Iron Airwaves.
Hello and welcome to this week's Generation Iron Podcast. Your host, me, Victor Martinez, along with Esan Farahi, Vlad Yudin, and Edwin Mejia. Okay, guys, it's a hot topic today, and we're getting attacked here. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, man.
Don't listen to Generation Iron or Victor Martinez.
I think you've been called out, right?
Is that I was called out, man.
Is that the first time you've been called out?
By a social media
personality?
Aside from my own neighborhood, yes.
So Kali Muscle is upset, apparently, right?
It's all right. But we got a lot to throw at him. But... You know,
I like Kali Muscle personally.
Man, we really didn't go all in with him. We were kind of lenient.
He said bodybuilding is demonic, and we shared our
opinion. We were lenient. We were nice. We were cordial.
But he's upset now.
We were professional.
Victor, he's upset now. Well, I mean, what do you...
He's upset. I don't know. He's...
Of course he's upset, you know. When you say something true, you know.
I mean...
True words hurt.
Listen, Generation Iron is not for the faint of hearts, you know.
So, he said we must be stopped.
We must be stopped. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Educating the public in a real way, not in a fallacy kind of way like he does.
Oh, man.
That's just the first shot. That's the first shot.
Yeah, in the
we
past,
don't make stuff up, you know.
In the past, we would get a lot of hate. But, I mean, now it's like everybody's – responding to other people whenever anybody posts a comment up or, you know, does a video. But in our defense, Vic does have a lot of great input and information out there. There's a lot of people that have gotten a lot of value from the information. But I think with regards to Kali Muscle, I think he's a little bit bitter, perhaps.
Listen, you, Vic. Listen, at the end of the day, we do one of these things. Are we going to stop the world from taking steroids? No. So what exactly. Do? We approach it in a different way. We educate them. We give them the, you know, the pros and the cons, which are even more. But at the end of the day, people are going to do it. I understand he got a scare, you know, and he wants to throw us under the bus saying that we're promoting steroid use and all this, which we don't.
We never promote steroid.
We don't. And, you know, we really didn't make fun of him. You know,
I'm a fan of his personally. I think, you know,
it's not being a fan. I really had nothing against him. I seen his work and, you know, I believe he did once a commercial for Planet Fitness.
Did he really?
Planet Fitness.
Wait, Kali, because
he has a free membership over there.
Oh, wow.
No, but one of the things is.
We got to dig that up. It's got to be online, right?
The hill was the milk. I don't know. It was one of them.
Did he do that?
Directing.
I think so. That there is a commercial out there. I'm not sure if it's him, but we'll double check. And I think.
But the Planet Fitness made fun of bodybuilders, right?
Yes.
So he was like the.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But when you did send his response to us, to me, to all of us, whatever Generation I in general, I started looking at some of his videos and. Dude. What the hell are you talking about in those videos? Like, you know, after I see his videos, first of all, are you wiping your ass because toilet paper has bleach in it? So you don't, what do you use, you know? What do you use? Wipes, you know? I don't know.
He's picking the concept in the news and the internet. And he's thinking he can't talk about the topic because of the one article. You know, he's a clown. He's a
Come on.
That's too much.
We're not going to. It's not. Let me tell him. I'm not scared. He's a clown. He's a piece of shit, man.
Whoa, man. Poop emoji.
Did you hear what he's saying, bro?
Come on, man.
Come on.
Bunch of retarded, you know. I mean,
oh, man, we're bringing back. I thought that come was canceled he's talking, back in the 90s.
He doesn't know. He's talking about who? He's talking about Victor Martinez.
You said Generation Iron must be stopped. So really, it's us as a group. But yes. I take the hit, you know, because they use my profile on the.
You put your picture in the video.
I actually what he did was I think he did a Geico commercial in the middle of the street.
Geico,
think,
no, not yeah. Planet Fitness.
So that's what I think he did.
I gotta say, is one thing. It's just he's got an audience. He's got a niche, and people believe him. You know, they're following him. They're there stroking
Liver
his.
King has an audience too. People believe him.
No,
too.
No, but I mean, that's why I believe. I think Cali Muscle, his name should be changed to Kaliman. Remember Kaliman, the old comic book? You ever heard of Kaliman?
I've never heard of that, no.
Never heard of it?
Kaliman.
Well, Kaliman is a Mexican created, you know, comic book superhero. And his basic, but he was supposed to come out of India or something like that. But his powers are, you know, to hypnotize people and have them in control them. So I believe Kali Muscle has the power of Kaliman.
He's actually a good actor. In fact, though, our guys just told us that he did do the Planet Fitness commercial. So I just got that information. So it's a very, go. Very
you old school. Victor is right. Too, you do your research, bro.
No, very old I was school. Just looking, scrolling.
Very old school commercial, but he did it. And he has actually a lot of acting chops. So, shout out to Cali.
You sold yourself out a long time ago, man. You don't love bodybuilding, man. You know.
And then end of that video, he said, I love bodybuilder.
No. You can't say.
Bodybuilder is evil. How? I mean, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about.
If that's it's the demonic, problem. Then you are a voodoo man. No. Oh,
man. All right. So, Kali Muscle, I guess some people don't like you here. I'm neutral.
Again, Kali, I don't really know you like that. You know, I don't take it personal, man.
I think it's entertaining.
But. Yeah. But you take a shot. I'm going to take one at you.
Right, there you go. So hopefully this will solve it. So, let's move to the Kali question.
Kali Man.
Let's move to the question of the day now.
Yeah, so the question of the day this week is submitted by Dana Beal. Dana Beal, thank you again.
Thanks to Daniel and Bailey, I thought you said first.
Dana Beal. And it's Dana R. Beal at Gmail. Dana was very excited to submit this question. We were very excited to receive her question because she did say that we, Vic, don't cover a lot of female questions. And she also mentioned that it would be good to get attention to it, considering that she knows that most of our audience are men. But we do speak for a lot of women out there. We do have Vic here to speak on a lot of training, coaching, health guidance. So Dana's question is, my question is, if you follow a split routine like a push-pull and you work out four times a week, on a second push-pull workout of the week, are you better off doing the same 3 to 4 exercises per body part, Vic, that you did on the first push-pull day, or are you better off doing 3 to 4 different exercises per body part than you did on your first push and pull workout of the week?
All right. So I'm thinking you're doing 2 days pull, 2 days pushing. That's what I gather.
What does that mean, push?
Oh, usually anything like shoulders or chest, like okay, pushing and, you know, tricep, whatever.
Yeah, we cover a lot of that, but it's a good question because...
Yes, but she didn't say if she wanted to build muscle, stay in shape, or anything like that. You know, are you bodybuilding? Right. Are you powerlifting?
What's
you know,
the goal?
Yeah, so I didn't understand the goal, but ideally, you definitely want to include compound movements along with isolation movements. So if you're doing, you know, 1 day compounds, you could do free weights. The next time you can actually do cable movements, more isolation, or you can start compound and end it with cable to isolate the muscle more. But obviously, compounds, you're going to build more muscle. It's going to get you a little bit bigger. But again, I don't know. I don't want to assume, you know, you want to just stay in shape because you're a woman. But ideally, you want to mix the both, which is a better, combination for the muscle. And that way you can get enough muscle at the same time while isolating them. So a compound movement with, you know, what do you think?
You answered everything. I mean, exactly what you said. We don't know what's the goal.
Yeah.
But the combination with the push, I mean, to me, I don't like the push and pull the same day. I like to be separate, to be attacked the muscle for different angles.
Yes.
And fully 100%. When you're doing pull and push, you cannot put 100% on yourself to one muscle. But if you separate it, push one day, pull next day, again push, and then pull like that, and single muscle basically, daily workout, I think you can put 100% of your energy, your power to specifically that area of the muscle and attack it with a different angle.
No, I agree, because if you start, let's say, with push, by the time you get to the pull, you're going to be slightly weaker. So you're going to get the next muscle group is not going to get the most out of the workout.
Exactly.
So try to separate them. Again, you are going to gain more size if you do separate them. If you're doing both and that's your normal routine, just try to do one compound, one isolation for each one if you're doing it anyways, you know, together. But good luck. And, you know, you're going to get the you know, muscle meds, supplements.
Yeah, congratulations. And congrats for submitting that question. Thank you for submitting that question, Dana. You are this week's winner.
Yeah, and the ladies, keep coming because we got answers for you too. So,
yeah, you get your selection. Get your selection of carnivore beef protein or carnivore RTDs. And, you know, obviously the carnivore RTDs are great for people that want to have a lot of clean protein, but also want our diet, you know, dietary sensitive to dairy.
Yeah, lactose intolerance too.
Lactose intolerance. So, those. Great selection. But yeah, I mean, this brings us to a new topic this week.
Interesting
new week,
topic.
Obviously. And there's been a lot of controversy, not want to say controversy, but a lot of questions, a lot of comments about how the IFBB made, or the NPC, right?
Both,
Made the announcement that there will be natural competitions. I believe Tyler Mannion came out recently saying that there was going to be
a natural division.
A natural division or natural events. So I'm very curious because this is something that we didn't really expect it, but it wasn't necessarily a big surprise because we kind of heard rumors that this would eventually happen in the IFBB NPC. Obviously, we've seen events like the Natural Olympia. We've covered it here at Generation Iron.
But it's a different federation.
PNBA, NBA, they're completely different federations. There's other natural organizations out there. But we've never personally attended like a natural event for the NPC or IFBB. So, Vic, what's your
NPC thing? Does have one though, the one in Ohio. It's the biggest one they have.
I was gonna ask. They did have something.
Yes, right? Yes, they do have them. And they always had them.
They have one of them in Maryland too. Natural.
Yes, they have had them, but they're not big. They're not big. But now I think the expansion of more shows. That's what basically was going on. So,
but Tyler also mentioned that I guess if you win a certain amount of those natural shows, you can actually qualify to be at the Mr. Olympia show.
I guess the point is at the division.
Yeah.
The new division in Mr. Olympia.
No. Like the overall winner, I think, of the natural division can be at the stage of the regular Mr. Olympia. Oh. I think.
I mean, that'd be nice. It's going to be a little disadvantage.
I don't think it's a fair competition. I don't think it's a.
Yeah.
It's happening. I think they add the new division.
This is why this is controversial. I'll tell you right now, what he mentioned it could be controversial is because if you do this, that means automatically you're making everybody else see, like, okay, these guys are all on drugs and this is a natural division. You see what I'm saying? It creates an instant division. That's why I feel like it might be controversial.
Everything is controversial right now, but, you know, natural always cries foul, but I think giving them the opportunity to compete within the NPC and having more shows, because I feel like some of them also kind of like the wheelchair. That's why I added it to my show, because I feel like they don't have enough shows, you know. So giving Natural the platform is one thing. Olympia is a totally whole other thing. But pointing fingers, everybody's going to cry Natural. Some people are going to say, so what? There's always going to be an argument, regardless of where you are, what state or borough or city you're in. You know, you're always going to say I'm better. At the end of the day, it's each his own. But I think it's great that they added more shows, and the Natural Bodybuilders Fitness Figure Wellness. You know,
you don't see an issue with that announcement, or
no? I just hope they get the audience. That's one thing. The problem is not having the shows. It's kind of like, you know, we were talking earlier about the you know, women's basketball. You know, I watch it because of my daughter. Mm. And the women always say, hey, we don't get enough money, we don't do this. Right. But the problem is women should just watch more of it. Mm-hmm. You know, so
to create demand, basically.
Yeah, to create the demand and create, you know, ticket sales and create the endorsements. Same thing with natural. It's not really that nobody wants to see you guys. It's just not a lot of people support you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to do more of. And people want to see more of this. They want to see more sponsorship for you guys and all that. So it's really about support. You know?
So when we were making Generation 9 Natty for Life, the film, right, which was focusing on the Natural Olympia and then PMBA as an organization. So immediately after the movie came out or when we were actually making it, the biggest thing was like, well, then all of them are not natural anyway. This is all bullshit. The testing is a joke. We got all those type of comments. You see what I'm saying? So isn't it instantly going to be situation with this one as well? People are going to be doubting that the natural,
well, if you're natural
immediately, you know what I mean?
I think that's great. I think it's more of a compliment if you're natural and they sure doubt you are. I think they'll, you know, take it as a compliment. At the end of the day, take the test, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, call everybody's bluff and just take the test, you know, have an individual doctor. You know, you can actually make it a whole spectacle on social media and shut people up. And, make it fun.
The test from the Olympia Natural was a fake test or there was a solid test?
So what happened was nobody got tested before. Afterwards, if they had a suspicion, I believe that they got tested. And I think
and everyone is not tested, just the top five. Yeah.
Whoever they were basically questioning. I think they were getting tested.
Some competitions
they were getting tested before. Before the competition. Those different levels. So it depends on the show. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I the question is, who wants to test? Which organization has to be tested?
I think it was, wasn't even there.
For Olympic level?
Well, the drug testing is done by WADA.
WADA, yeah.
WADA does all the natural Olympia
testing. WADA does for all Olympic sport.
But, okay, right? Yeah. So WADA also
but
does.
This sport is not, but this sport is not from WADA.
PMBA, he was saying.
PMBA, but I don't know with the IFB, NPC, they're probably not using WADA, obviously, so I don't know.
PMBA was under WADA?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
They had the testing people at the events.
Yeah.
WADA is a big.
But even when we talked about it in the film, people were like, oh, they're still lying. And then some people said, well, you can use it. Remember how we talked about it on the show? You can use PEDs all up before like the week.
Some people
the
know
show.
How to dope. They just know they how to dope stop. Better. And that's it. They know how to do it. They know how to beat it. And some people got skills, you know.
Well, so I'm saying if you have the right doctors and people, especially those doctors and coaches that are in the MMA world, which are probably helping guys like John Jones and others, you probably get away with a lot too. So, but yeah, look, it's interesting to see. I mean, obviously, there is a market for natural bodybuilding, which is why I think the NPC and the IVB have gone that route. And there is a good, viable business opportunity there. So I think there's a lot of athletes that are looking to sign up and potentially could be a good opportunity for athletes that want.
I think they should just simplify the test by checking butt cheeks for track marks.
I think it's very good for the natural athletes because NPC and IFBB is the biggest organization for bodybuilding. Yeah. And everyone, the natural people, always has a dream to be compete on NPC or IFBB or Mr. Olympia stage. Yeah. So this is the new opportunity for those people to come next to juicy people. But the question exactly, will I say, it's not against each other, both on same show.
I mean, they're always going to be against each other.
That's what I heard. Yeah, Vic, wasn't there a year, maybe not when you were competing, where they were actually testing at Olympia for drugs?
I forgot 1992. Yeah, I wasn't competing.
1993, sorry.
1992.
Yeah, I wasn't competing, but I remember that year. Yeah, everyone was soft.
Someone.
Yeah. Was it 92?
So the testing worked,
I think it was
right?
91.
92.
93,
sorry. 93.
Yeah. The testing everybody came in soft.
That was that moment in time. NPC, IFBB, and IFBB Amateur. Rafael Santuja was together. And Rafael Santuja has a connection with the WADA. Actually, WADA is taking the test. And the test from the diuretic.
Diuretic also.
Because,
everything
because
was,
1992, years before, Mohammed bin Aziza died.
Yeah.
A day before show because of diuretic.
You're right, yeah.
And
that's
then
what changed
1993, they say, okay, we want to put the test. But that test happening beginning of the year, middle of the year, before Mr. Olympia, they dropped it because everyone was soft.
Yeah, it was like,
you gotta pull the images from that.
Everybody was 4 weeks out, 6 weeks out.
They put the test just from the one.
But still big, right?
No, it was still big. You still had the endorsements. You just didn't have the wow factor that you used to. You know, that crazy freakiness of the Olympia. And I mean, I failed the test once, I admit it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, they were testing during your time as well?
Vic failed the test, everybody.
I failed, man. Well, I failed many, actually.
Wow. But how many drug tests?
No, this is...
For which show?
No, drug tests. Only this time, it was actually the... You know, I bring it up. It's on record. I don't care, you know. But it was the Arnold Classic.
They were testing too?
Well, unbeknownst to me.
what year is this?
No, but I was good.
What year was
this? I hadn't taken really
which
anything.
To reach at 2000.
And I'm going to tell you right now how I failed, you know. It's basically, we're there getting ready for the show, Arnold Classic, first time there, happy. This freaking guy walks into my room, King Kamali.
Wow. King Kamali entered the
room. I heard that story.
Yeah, King.
And, what is King Kamali doing going into your room?
Well, I knew King from New York, you know.
Yeah, but, 2001, but, yeah.
But King was on some shit, man. He was always competitive with people on and off the stage, you know.
He wanted to throw you off?
No, always want to throw, I mean... He called me out. I just got sponsored once by Twin Lab, and he called me out in the middle of Night of Champions. He goes, the only person that can out-party anybody, Victor Martinez, on the stage in the audience. Just sign me. Who does that? King, what was that about? But, you know, that was just 1 year, prior year, and then...
But that's a compliment, though.
Out-party, man. I mean, that's the last thing you want.
Wait, so how did you fail the test because of him? What did he do?
So he comes to your room.
Comes to my room. Looking at me, he goes, oh, man, you're almost there.
Take to throw you this. Off mentally. Take this, like a
Take
pill?
Take this. It was a diuretic. I wasn't really taking them, you know. I didn't really take them. I would just dry out, cutting the water. You know, back in those days, it was like sporadic taking them. So gives me an aldactone. Whatever. I'm like, hey, anything to get closer to these guys, even though I – really had no chance. This is my first Arnold. And right when I take it, you know, they call us, roll call, go downstairs. We're back getting pumped up. And all of a sudden, these guys walk in with white jackets.
Wow.
He set you up like that?
He set you up on purpose.
No, I don't know if it was on purpose.
Come on. Yeah.
I really don't know. I can't really say that.
Wow.
You know, to his defense, I can't really say that. But... these white jackets just walk into the freaking locker room, pump up area, and they're like, okay, everyone, line up. We're going to be in this car.
Wow.
Well, I'm like, no.
So what happened then? You take the drug test, and then what happens?
What happens then? Like my first piss, diuretic piss, was like all like 100% aldactone.
So what does Arnold do in that case?
Well, in that case, I had a, you know, kind of bow down. I had to write a letter, you know, to MPC. I think they still have it probably.
But,
you know, because it was one of these things that I did. It was a big faux pas on my part. And
this
again,
makes absolutely no sense to me.
That was the last year.
Well, I wasn't really used to traveling for shows. Every show I'd done was always local, you know, New York, New Jersey.
That's crazy, man.
You know, it was like a big, giant, freaking...
I don't know what's more confusing, that the NPC is actually, or the IFBB is doing drug testing, or is it that King Kamali is trying to set you up?
I don't know.
Like, they're both just very confusing.
That's a two story, a two different story. We can't but talk until tomorrow morning.
I don't know. I can't, on that behalf, I can't really say so, but, you know, was he trying to help? You know. That's what we do.
He saw the white jackets on stage and he came upstairs like, Vic.
Did he fail?
He didn't compete that year.
Oh, he was just there?
Yeah, it was just there.
He saw the light. He saw the white coats downstairs.
Yeah, we just, but it was one of those things. I'm like, damn, you know, this is a bad look for me. I'm like, I've only been pro, I think that was just 2002. Yeah, not even.
That's why. Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. So you're still kind of young.
It was literally like a year, yeah. Like 12, you know,
just starting to compete.
What a crazy story, man. Yeah. Speaking of natural, have you seen that Tom Platz revealed his quads? He's 68 years old.
It looks good.
Have you seen that?
It's crazy.
A picture? Circulating crazy.
It looks good.
Natural, when you have right? genetics for
natural,
some,
right?
He was born to squat, yeah. born to have legs. I don't think he ever. I mean, the only injury I ever know he ever had was what, his bicep tear.
Yeah, bicep. Yeah,
that's it. No. Like he just
and always he has a thick leg.
Ginormous.
Always, ginormous. Always. I mean, always had the crazy form. That
always just, wearing a suit for some reason.
I mean, the only person I seen sissy squat, you know, four plates. Yeah, you know, on both sides on a hack squat.
That's crazy.
Perfect
right?
form.
Perfect, yeah.
Deep.
And I'm lucky to have my knees because I did that a few times. And I'm like, how did
Yeah, that's definitely genetics because anybody that's lifting as much as he is. I mean, we've covered his workouts at Generation extensively and they get a lot of attention. And what I've realized is that that's genetics because if you have anybody else doing this, that type of weight consistently and lifting like that, you're going to have some knee problems and back problems. Potentially, so.
No, he always talk about forms, and he always talk about range of the motion. How is important? So form, range of the motion, plus genetics he had, and boom, they become Tom Platz. I mean, but look at the genetics.
Golden Eagle.
Look at the genetics. By 67 years old, he still had a quad.
It's insane, man.
It's but crazy.
He did that old school kind of training.
You know, hamstring quad. It's complete legs.
Well, that's the difference. That's why you always got to tell people this is what compound movements look like. You know, you're at this age and you still have the muscle. And people get caught up on doing so many machines now. It's like I've seen people doing one-arm rows with the cable. And I'm like, what are you doing with that? It's one of those things that is just... everybody just got social media workout lazy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why when they stop, they won't look like Tom Platz, you know, in his 60s, almost 70.
Yeah, 67.
Crazy. He's crazy. Insane, man. But he looks great. And, you know, always great to see him when you go to Gold's in Venice. Always one of those faces that you're like.
He's still there?
He's very nice.
Yeah, he still goes through. Very nice.
What did you think of Ronnie Coleman's statement? He said that... the exact quote is, stem cell is the best thing God has ever created.
Nice. God is a chemist, but it's great, but it's fantastic, you know.
Vic, have you done stem cells, and what do you think? I mean, in terms of...
I mean...
Everybody...
I've done stem cells, but after talking to Victor Prisk, I think stem cells are like maybe 0.2% of it is in the actual stem cells.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you think you're doing it, but you're not really doing it because it's just kind of stuff you don't really understand. So you're just kind of believing the doc that's doing it. And, you know, I mean, for the first 2 weeks, and it wasn't stem cells, I took exosome. And one of those things is I believe they do it from...
For your back, too, like him?
No, I did it just to feel
everyone.
Yeah, just I think it was IV and there's exosome, there's jellyfish one, and there's this placenta and all this. And I heard stem cells had it been real. I mean, I had a whole conversation with Victor Prisk at the Arnold, and he says it would be too expensive to be 100% stem cells,
even overseas.
Even overseas, yes. He said the real treatment should cost it will be. In the likes of like $20,000 to $30,000, not $2,000 to $3,000.
Wow.
You know, and he's the doctor, you know.
He would
told him about it. I said, I used something. I felt good. He goes, yeah, you felt good for the first 2 weeks. And I said, you're right.
And then what?
But, you know, but still, you know, let's feel good 2 weeks at a time. Give me more. Give me more. Whatever
so it's super expensive. Right?
Yeah, it's expensive. And I'm not going to lie, though. I felt good. I had more energy. I was training more. I was recovering faster. So
it's a form of stem cell.
It's a treatment.
It's a therapy, right? It's
a yeah, it's a therapy. It's a treatment. It's not going to fix you. It's not one of these things you do.
So it's not a solution.
Again.
So what is Ronnie talking
about? If you have the money and you can do this treatment, and keep doing it.
It's an upkeep. I mean, you have guys like Flex Lewis, Ronnie Coleman, and others that have gone overseas in places like Costa Rica, Colombia.
A lot of people travel. And I would do it.
Right.
You know, I would still do it because at the end of the day, what else? Everything else is a treatment. You know,
I mean, it really, there's a lot of studies out there that it helps with repairing tissue and recovering faster. So I think that's why a lot of these professional bodybuilders do it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of products out there now that are coming out, like, you know, obviously Stemtropin, the Muscle Meds product that obviously does help with recovery and muscle inflammation, I think, as well. So there's a lot of things like that too, that really do help.
Well, 2%, 5% is better than 0%. And, the problem is when you get the real medical stuff, then you're going to get the over-the-counter bullshit stuff that they sell online. And, you know, it's kind of like the GH pills. Well, example for all those of you buying it. It's like, no. It doesn't work that way. You know, it doesn't work that way. You fell for the gimmick and you got your own kind of cybergenics. And it doesn't really work. But, GH has got to be GH. But the stem cells or the exosomes I use, I believe they were great. And like I said, it's a treatment. And if you can afford it, hey, why not do it? You know?
So you'll find me in Costa Rica one day, guys.
Yes.
For all things stem cell and maybe other things that we can't talk about.
Just give me a whole freaking...
Turkey doesn't have it.
No, I think Turkey does have it. In fact, I think that they're just Turkey's so specialized in transplant and all hair transplant, all that stuff. I'm assuming they have a lot of opportunities.
I mean, this one is can help too for antigens.
Yes, for everything. Yes. Right? No, yeah. Everything. Like I said, I felt great. So I mean, if I could afford the $4,000 treatment every month, it's like why not?
We have money. Yes.
We need a med spa in the Dominican Republic, Vic, so they can get all the athletes come out there and you can run it.
Yes, and it's gonna happen. I think it's already there though, but obviously I'm not affiliated with the people already there. But eventually, that's the way to go.
Yeah, that is the way to go. I mean, I don't know about TRT being legal there. I'm assuming it is, but it's still kind of under the. It's not as widely discussed.
You could just buy it like Mexico.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you could just go and
find it in the kitchen.
Say, why do you think they have a freaking pharmacy at the airport?
For that reason.
You know?
Well, that wraps up this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Continue to submit your questions for Vic, our team, and then more importantly, continue to like, subscribe, and follow. And be sure to tune in for more. Anybody who wants to submit questions, please do so via the comments, emails, and then we'll make sure we can select your comments to win your chance of a Muscle Meds beef protein, carnivore RTD, or any of the Muscle Meds products.
Yes, guys. Keep them coming. And thank you for joining us in this week's episode of Generation Iron Podcast. Remember, follow us, like, and if you want to see any of our prior episodes, please stay tuned in Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you follow or download your podcast.
Visit GenerationIron.com for even more GI exclusive content on all things bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
No, stop. Who are you? I'm the guy that's going to change your life. Introducing Carnivore, 100% beef protein, zero sugar, and lactose-free, which means it's not gonna upset your stomach like this. You gotta try this. Best part about it is, beef builds muscle, so you're gonna grow. I'm just gonna take this away. You don't need this, man.